I want to make sure to mention this as its own independent section. The discussion of filmmaking surrogates may not make much sense to a lot of the people using this masterclass, but it's important because this is a conversation for the disabled filmmakers that are participating as well. I just decided to use the term filmmaking surrogates for the concept I had to help disabled filmmakers bring their film visions to fruition. It may be something that already exists, but I haven't really heard about it before. That may be as a result of there not being much of an infrastructure in the film and TV world for disabled filmmakers. But to be fair, it could also be because I'm not a disabled filmmaker, and part of the privilege of my position is that I haven't had to think about it or research it. In fact, when I first started making this masterclass, I hadn't even thought of including disabled people in the discussion. It was a cruel and unfortunate oversight, and thankfully, a friend of mine named Justin Yandell gently reminded me that disabled people are often forgotten about and overlooked in conversations like this. And it seems to be reflected by the lack of representation in the industry as well, so clearly I'm not the only one who fucks up and isn't paying proper attention. Which is why now would be a good time to note a small handful of the many disabled filmmakers whose films you should be seeking out. Daniel Monks wrote and starred in a sci-fi fantasy body swap film called Pulse. Bonnie Cher Klein is an author and documentary filmmaker for over 40 years, including one of her most famous films, Not a Love Story, a film about pornography. Rodney Evans has made two feature films with stars like Anthony Mackie and Lawrence Gilliard Jr., and his new documentary Vision Portraits came out recently. And Robert Klaus, you may even actually know who he is. He directed the first American films for martial arts stars Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan with Enter the Dragon and The Big Brawl. There are plenty more to seek out, but those are some good places to start. My hope is that the filmmaking surrogate can help to alleviate the issue of erasure and marginalization on your own projects. It's the simplest concept in the world. If a filmmaker has something that is stopping them from filling a specific function on a film set, then they recruit a trusted person to serve as that role, knowing full well that that person is acting as a representative of the director in that role. So if a director is visually impaired, then the surrogate is there to describe and translate anything they need to know visually. Same goes for the hearing impaired. If a filmmaker is confined to their home or unable to get to certain locations due to a physical, psychological, or emotional issue, then the surrogate acts as their physical presence on set. And technology is a huge advantage for us now. If you can't be on set, you can Skype or FaceTime with a surrogate while they're shooting and have as close to a real-time experience as possible. Voice-to-text apps are helpful for communication with hearing-impaired directors. The best thing about working on a project of this size and scope is that most of these people have never been on a film set before. That means they don't know how it's supposed to go. That's actually great, because you're creating the standard for what a set should be like. Wouldn't it be great if it were that easy on every set? Well, it will be on yours. You make the rules, and you make the priorities. And this is an important one. You make the rules. The only way a filmmaking surrogate position works is if the person filling that role understands that they are there to act as a go-between. They can offer their opinion if you ask, but it has to be totally clear that you are the one making the decisions. This kind of position is best served by having someone that wouldn't otherwise want the position. That way, there's no sense of competition or struggle between you and the surrogate. And that's the long and the short of it. This doesn't solve every problem you can run into on set, obviously, but it does help to alleviate the most complex and insurmountable of them. And if you have suggestions for other methods and ideas that are helpful and that haven't occurred to me, I would love to hear your thoughts so I can continue to incorporate them into the masterclass. So I hope this is helpful and inspiring to you in getting your film made, and I also hope that this segment reminds others about how this is often a forgotten conversation and an overlooked section of the marginalized filmmaking community.